Next patient is Glynis Basler. Glynis, G-L-Y-N-I-S. G as in George, G-L-Y-N-I-S, N as in Nancy. Basler, B-A-S-L-E-R, B as in boy, B-A-S-L-E-R, L as in Nancy. Glynis Basler, date of birth is 2-9-1952. Date of visit is 5-30-24. Please make copy for Brittany Walden. ARNP. Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Brittany. Walden, W-A-L-D-E-N. Their birth is 2952. Walden is W-A-L-D-E-N. ARNP. Next, dear Brittany, thank you for sending Glynis Basler for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is COPD and chronic bronchitis with bronchiectasis. Next, his present illness. This is a this is a 72-year-old female who has a history of chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. Has been experiencing shortness of breath, cough, expectoration, wheezing, and palpitations. The patient states her sputum is whitish, and she has had no fevers, night sweats, or chills, period. She had recent chest CT, on 5-10-24, which showed evidence of emphysematous changes. In both lung fields with no suspicious lung nodules. Past history. Let's see. The patient. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of a thyroidectomy for goiter. She also had a tonsillectomy remotely and has had a history of exploratory laparotomy for a foreign body in the abdomen, and she has been treated for diabetes mellitus and hypertension and CVA. The patient had tubal ligation done, and had an exploratory laparotomy in 1982. She had a myocardial infarct in 91 and a stroke with basilar artery embolization. There is also mention of a atypical mycobacterial infection in the past. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 32 years and drinks alcohol rarely. She worked at a store and was a cat breeder. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, and denies hemoptysis, fever, chills. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and leg swelling. She has no urinary frequency flank pains. And she denies easy bruising or enlarged glands. She has some joint pains and muscle aches and denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical med list included med list included can you please mention in the report of the CAT scan the patient's CT chest done in September of 23 showed few scattered tree inward micronodules, which in the right upper lobe and lingula, and these were also observed at a more recent chest CT on 5/10/24. There were no other suspicious pulmonary nodules. Okay. So at the okay, next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female was alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no clubbing, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy, and no peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse 76, respirations 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 136, saturation 97. HE India norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is nice, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And scattered coarse wheezes heard with crackles at the lung bases, more on the right side. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, as on an S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. And the extremities revealed no edema, there's mild varicosity. There's no cap tenderness or swelling. Reflexes of 1+. With no gross motor deficits, and the cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin but reveal no definite lesions. Next, paragraph, impression number one. COPD with chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. Number two is bilateral pulmonary nodules. Rule out atypical mycobacterial infection like MAI. And number three is history of hypertension. And number four is hyperlipidemia. And number five is mild diabetes. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She also has been advised that a bronchoscopy could be scheduled to evaluate the micronodule and to rule out atypical mycobacterial disease. She will be placed on albuterol inhaler 2+ QIDPRN and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Brittany. I'm sorry. Copy of this is for Brittany Warden, ARNP. Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Brittany Walden, W-A-L-D-E-N. Brittany Walden, ARNP. Copy for her, please. Start this.